With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of the year unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. The citizens group Americans for Prosperity is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. AFP Vice President Akash Guli says the issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the president, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Also at srnnews.com, authorities in Los Angeles are going after arsonists and looters trying to take advantage of the worst fires in Los Angeles history. Los Angeles DA Nathan Hochman says that one suspect could face life in prison.
Mr. Peoples is committed two prior violent or serious felonies. This is his third. As a potential three-strike person, he is looking at life in prison.
A suspect arrested with a blowtorch near the Kenneth Fire in L.A. is in the country illegally. Juan Manuel Sierra Leyva of Mexico has a previous criminal record, including assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held on a felony probation violation. New York Post says immigration officials put a detainer on the suspect, but ICE does not expect it to be honored because of California's sanctuary policies. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing to help victims of the L.A. fires.
Operation Blessing is teaming up with World Vision and Mercury One. They're rushing aid to residents of the city and surrounding areas devastated by wildfires that seem to spring up without warning and consume large swaths of property and land. Operation Blessing says it has people on the ground assessing the situation and determining how best to help. Solar flashlights, hygiene kits, and other items are already being handed out to evacuees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polish government says it will not seek to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at this month's events, marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. The need for this unusual announcement was prompted by the International Criminal Court, which has declared Netanyahu a war criminal over Israel's defending itself against terror group Hamas. This is SRN News. The White House eyes regulation of AI hardware.
The Biden administration is proposing a new framework for exporting advanced computer chips used to develop artificial intelligence, an attempt to balance national security concerns about the technology with the economic interests of producers and other countries. But that framework is also raising concerns of chip industry executives who say the rules would limit access to existing chips used for video games and restrict how much access 120 countries have to the chips tied to data centers and AI development. I'm Julie Walker.
According to a new survey, a majority of Greenland residents are in favor of joining the United States. According to a poll by Patriot Polling released Sunday, 57.3% of respondents approve of Greenland becoming part of the U.S., 37.4% disapprove, and 5.3% are undecided. More details at srnnews.com.